On today's show, Hyundai settles investigations over misstating fuel economy numbers. We'll take a look at some of the updates to the Audi S3, and Volkswagen finally reveals the production version of its new crossover called the Atlas. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Nearly 4 years ago, Hyundai was caught overstating fuel economy numbers on window stickers by 1 to 2 mpg. It affected around 900,000 vehicles from model years 2011 to 2013. The company has already been fined by U.S. regulators and reimbursed owners. However, it still faced investigations from a number of states over the issue. But Hyundai just came to an agreement to resolve the matter. It will pay $41 million to 33 states in Washington, D.C., to settle consumer protection claims and investigative costs. And most importantly for Hyundai, the agreement contains no admission of wrongdoing or violations of law. Speaking of Hyundai, the automaker just pulled the wraps off the all-new Azera. While it does look noticeably different than the current car, mainly the grille and headlight design, the new Azera does keep several of the same features. Note the two distinct character lines down the side. While the one above the rear wheel arch no longer continues sharply into the rear deck lid, you'll notice the shape of the rear taillights are very similar. The interior, however, is a far cry from the current model. Overall, I think it's better, but the steering wheel is a little blah, and the infotainment screen looks like an afterthought with the clock placed awkwardly to its side. No word on when we'll see the new Azera in the U.S., but it launches in Korea next month. Some 20 days before the LA Auto Show kicks off, Volkswagen is getting a head start on the competition by unveiling its new midsize crossover, the Atlas, in neighboring Santa Monica. The 7-passenger, 3-row SUV, which will be built at its Chattanooga, Tennessee plant, was introduced by Volkswagen of America CEO Henrik Wobachen. The standard front-wheel drive vehicle comes with two powertrains, a 2-liter 4-cylinder turbo and a 280-horsepower 3.6-liter VR6, which you can also upgrade to VW's all-wheel drive system. A product of VW's MQB architecture, at just over 198 inches long, the Atlas will be the largest VW sold in the U.S. And thankfully, the automaker isn't carrying over the same boring interior from the other VW models that ride on MQB. There will be plenty of technology in the car, starting with the new Volkswagen digital cockpit, as well as the VW CarNet system, which provides a full suite of connected services and the driver assistance features we've come to expect, like blind spot monitoring, adaptive cruise control, and autonomous emergency braking, just to name a few. No word on the price just yet. Maybe that comes at LA. But they did say the vehicle will be available in the spring. Still to come, John takes us through some of the highlights of the new Audi S3.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Audi recently introduced the new A3, including the high-performance S3. And John just got a chance to drive the new model, and he took the time to point out some of the updates.
We're at the lunch break for the media launch of the new Audi S3 in the United States. I want to show you what some of the differences are on the new car versus the old one. This is what they call a mid-cycle refresh. So they didn't make a whole lot of changes, but you might want to know the differences between the last model year and this brand new one. And first, we got to start with the grille. Bigger and bolder, as they say in the industry. Audi really wanted this thing to stand out, and boy, does it. The other thing that you'll notice on the front end is a different undercut on the headlights. It gives the car a different headlight signature that you'll especially notice at night. The next thing we got to point out, they've got brand new wheels, what they call these double-ribbed five-spoke ones. This car happens to have red calipers. That's an option. Now, not everybody wants to stand out all that much having bright red calipers, and so you can get these charcoal gray or what look like black ones as well. That's what comes standard on the car. As I said, the sheet metal on this is virtually unchanged until you get to the rear of the car. They've gone with new LED tail lights that again give a different kind of light signature at night. The other change is with the rear bumper, and what you really notice is a very pronounced diffuser on the rear end, and of course you get quad tips with this car as well. That's a very short overview. For those of you who really want to know the difference between the latest generation Audi S3 and the old one, those are the highlights from the outside of the car.
If you want to learn more about the car, John takes a closer look at the S3's taillights and its reconfigurable instrument cluster. Just head on over to Twitter or our Facebook page to watch those videos. Then coming up next, John talks to students about careers in manufacturing.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Last week we told you about Honda's hands-on manufacturing program called EPIC that trains students for careers in manufacturing. On the previous episode of AutoLine this week, John talked with the leaders of that program. But on this week's AutoLine, he sits down with the students. And in the following clip, Ramiro Hernandez, who's now a manufacturing technician at Honda, talks about why the experience is so worthwhile.
That even just having my foot in the door with Honda was a huge perk in itself, because if I decided at the end of the day I don't want to finish the cohort, or I do finish it and I don't want to take to become an equipment service technician, like, well, I have a ton of other jobs you can do here. And I mean, just hearing different stories from other co-workers really, like, oh, okay, you know, there is something at the end of the road. Like, no matter what I do, there's always something there. I can keep expanding. I can keep learning. I'm never like, oh, this is your job. This is what you have to do. You're there. No. I mean, even being a co-op, going through what Erica already did, I wasn't designated to a specific spot. I wanted to learn, now this may seem like a lot, but I was like, I want to learn paint shop, like all of it. So they allowed me the flexibility to go from area to area to area to area. And through my time there, I would take it upon myself to be like, oh, okay, this person's out, let me go over there and see if I can help, or the things that I do know, I can apply there. And all my coworkers, my team lead, my coordinators, they all supported me, gave me advice, and allowed me, like, if I felt I could do it, they allowed me to try, and that really kept motivating me. And when I would see it succeed, they'd be like, well, I want to try this. Well, go ahead. And then little by little, I kept learning more and more and more and building up my confidence. So I was like, I'll get through this. I know I can.
For more about that program and how Honda is attracting young people into manufacturing, you can watch that entire show right now on our website, autoline.tv, or you can catch it on our YouTube channel. That's it for today. Thanks for watching. Have a great weekend, and join us again here on Monday for the latest news in the global automotive industry.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.